Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Super Mamas. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast with your favorite host, Paulina and Bricia Lopez. What's up, sister? How are you?
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess better than you. So tell me, you got COVID.
I know. If I sound stuffier than usual, it's because I'm on my day 4 of COVID. I finally got out of bed today. I took a shower. Yay for me. I took a shower.
Tell me like this, because I feel like this is now, it's not as common.
I'm out living life. I've been really enjoying.
You're living life. You're doing you.
I'm really enjoying.
You and I, we're total Libras. Most of the time we're never like in balance. You and I, if like I'm going through something, you're up here. And if you're going through something, I'm up here. Like we're never like, I mean, there's some times where it's like balanced here and there, but most mm-hmm. of the time we're very like zigzagging, you know? Right yeah. now you're up here and I'm down here.
Well, I don't know how up here I am with COVID, right? But yes, I mean, I've been going out a lot. I've been having
Good
a lot
you.
Of fun. And the last thing on my mind was COVID. I'm like, COVID is over, no? Ya se acabó la pandemia. They lied to us. And they lied.
I mean, the
news.
Pandemic is over, but I mean, it's still like, you know, you still get COVID, but yeah, pandemic's
so,
over.
I've been watching the news and there's like COVID in the rise or whatever, but you know, like, whatever.
Sorry.
You're like, oh, caso. Like, what the hell? Like, okay, whatever. Who cares?
Well, I think it's, you know, how sometimes you get on the news, like, influenza on the rise, make sure you get your flu shot, right? And like, it's like a real thing. It's the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like influenza or COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you last week on Friday. We had dinner and, you know.
Oh, we had the best time.
We had such a good time.
I felt so good that night. That was a really, really good time. I had a lot of fun that day.
Me too. And you know what? Parenthesis, because we had a great dinner. Elizabeth, our sister, you, myself, and mom. And I was so happy because I was like, that's going to be me with my daughters one day, just talking about life and, you know,
aww,
it just
I
felt like
that.
Really nice. I was like, oh my God, and that was a great day. I had a lot of fun that night too. Afterwards, I went dancing to our new pop-up bar, Smorgas Bar. If you're in LA, please, every Thursday and Friday, come join us at Smorgas Bar. It's really fun.
It's
really, really
so
fun.
It's
so fun.
It's so fun.
We close down the bar every time. Me quedo hasta que se cierra at 10 p.m.
I know. I'm like, should I go to the bar today? I feel like I
you
am.
Should. You should. Yeah. I'm not going tonight.
Oh, yeah. You got COVID. That's right.
I got COVID. I can't go.
I should like text a friend and be like, you want to come meet me for a drink at Smurfs?
Literally. Can you believe it? And we're like, let's go to the bar. And we just go to the bar. Anyway, so we went to have dinner. Then I went to the bar. Then on Saturday, I went to a birthday party. Like, this is the worst story. But I went to a birthday party.
Like a grown-up birthday party or a kid's birthday party?
No,
explain.
Like a multi-generational birthday party. Because it's one of my friends from high school mom's birthday party.
Oh, cool. Jackie's mom?
No. My friend Denise. My friend Denise's
Oh, her mom's
party.
Birthday. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And I was
Dang,
going
so now
because,
if we go to mom's birthday parties and kid's birthday parties? Wow.
Because crazy. Mom's here. And I was like, I'm going to go with my mom. I'm going to take my mom out. My mom didn't even
That's
go.
That's nice.
And she didn't even go, which is good.
Which is good.
It's great. You know, it worked out. So I went to a birthday party Sunday. I woke up and I was tired. I was like, I'm tired. I should like slow down. Maybe I'm doing it. I'm overdoing it. Maybe I'm overdoing it too much.
You're like, I'm partying too much.
I'm partying too much. I'm tired. I woke up and I went to church. Pero sabes qué? Dios es grande. Because for church, I put on a mask. I swear. I don't know why, but I was like, I'm going to put a mask because I was like, I don't know why. Like, I'll put a mask just in case.
What do you mean you
went
don't
to
know
church?
Why?
Because no,
you
because
felt tired? You just like the spirit spoke to you?
I don't know. I was just like, I'm just going to wear a mask in case. I didn't think about COVID. I just thought me va a dar una gripa, something. I don't know. I feel like me duele el cuerpo. I don't know what's going to happen. I had a lunch that day with my best friend. I went to lunch with her and I said hi to my friend, the chef over there in the restaurant.
Oh, do we want to say who? Okay, I know who.
Yeah, I went to Holbox with my friend.
You already said say hi to the chef. I already know who you're talking about. It's so funny.
Well, I went to, because my best friend had never been there.
I know, but it's so funny because like, if you say I say hi to the chef, I know what you're talking about. But like, if I told you I went to a restaurant with hi to the chef, you're like, where did you go?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I even told them that day we were talking, you know, and about work and the restaurant. And I was like, I'm feeling really tired, dude. Like, I feel like it's a lot. And we were talking, you know, we were like crying. Like,
Complaining
to each other about work. And I was like, yeah, I'm so tired. And I came home that night, that afternoon on Sunday, and I was just tired. Me dolía todo el cuerpo. I was just like exhausted. My husband came from Smorgasburg that day, and I was like, can you help me put the girls to bed? And it was like 7:30, and I went to bed. No me valió todo. I don't even know what happened. Wow. I went to bed at 7:30 p.m., and I did not get up until Monday, like around 9 in the morning. Like, it was a blur. My head was pounding. My whole body was hurting. I felt like, como si me hubiera pasado un camión encima, like my whole body.
Cuerpo cortado.
No, but not even cuerpo cortado. That's like nothing. Esta vez, it was like the sun would hurt me. I text you guys. I was like, I'm staying home today. I don't feel good. And if it wasn't because Fernando, our brother, told me, you should test because a friend of his got COVID the week before. I was like, nah. It's like, nah, not even. Nah, I'm not going to test. Like, it wasn't like that. So he was like, no, you should test because people are getting sick. And my kids have tests that they send from school. In school, routinely, they send them COVID tests that are just like dusting in a drawer. And I grabbed one of those tests and I took the test and it was freaking positive. And I was like, what? And, you know, then the cough, the sneezing, the headache, the everything, like, me morí. I died. Monday was the freaking worst. And I was like, oh my God, COVID, what the? Like, what are the protocols now? You know, because I'm not even thinking about it. And then I'm like, so what do we do? Like, what is it? How many days do I have to stay here? Do I have to pick up my kids from school? Like, what am I going to do with all these kids at home? Like,
yeah. When you have COVID,
freaking
out. Should I quarantine in my room?
Should I close the door? Like,
where's the Lysol?
You know, dude, okay, talking about the Lysol, I went to look for my mask. Ya no tengo. I didn't have any mask. I used to have like Clorox wipes and everything for the COVID. I look for them. I opened the thing. It was dry because it hasn't been used in I don't know how long. I was like, I'm not prepared for this. I was not prepared for that. At the same time, I get a notification from Sixta's classroom, my youngest daughter, she's 5, saying that she got exposed in her school. And like, so they send all these guidelines. So I had to call the school and be like, yeah, I'm positive too. And because the girls saw me, they went to the office. We don't feel good. Of course, they send them home. So then all 3 girls come back like at noon. I'm like telling them, pónganse máscaras, go buy masks. I'm telling my husband, like, stay out of here. And he's like, I literally slept next to you last night. I was like, oh, fuck my life. We're all doomed. I was like, but this week is first Fridays. And I'm like, you can't get sick. What are we going to do? Like, we have first Fridays, the bar, the thing, the da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, no, we cannot get sick. So I just isolated in my room and I was in bed. I don't really remember Monday, Tuesday until yesterday. And then Monday I called the hospital and told them, yeah, estoy COVIDienta otra vez. Like, tell me what to do. But you know, there's a new medication now. It's called Paxlovid, and it's like 30 pills. Every dose that you take is 3 pills twice a day. So that's like 30 pills, 6 a day for 5 days, 30 pills I have to take. Pero it's good because today it's night and day. Today is like, okay, I finally feel like, oh, ya me bañé. I finally took a shower today. I'm washing all my sheets. I'm recording a podcast. I had a Zoom call earlier today. I'm like doing some work, but I have diarrhea.
I mean, 30 pills will do that to you.
Yeah, because of the medication. And then my mouth tastes like fierro, you know, like, ugh, mm-hmm. It tastes really bad. But I'm alive and I'm better and I'm not coughing because yesterday, oh my God, my ribs were hurting so much because of all the coughing. And since I already have sinus issues.
Yeah.
The first 2 days I was like, me estaba ahogando en la noche. Like it was this whole thing. I couldn't sleep. Finally, last night I could sleep. I feel better because I slept. And I think that really, really helped me. But COVID's still a thing. Apparently, guys, COVID is real. COVID is real. This is my third time having it. But I think like this time got me the worst. Maybe because I was not expecting it. Maybe because I didn't know. Maybe, I don't know. But it was just, me tiró de un ratito a otro, like completely horrible. And I was talking to Elizabeth, her sister, yesterday, and she was like, how are you? And I'm like, I am tired of being in bed. Hasta de estar en la cama se cansa uno. You know, I was so, you know, you're like, I just want to be in bed all day.
Oh my God.
You know, people say, I want to be in bed all day. No, you don't want to be in bed all day.
You know what? The grass is always greener.
On Tuesday, I saw the day literally go by. It was dark and then asobio el sol.
And then it wasn't.
And then se fue el sol. And I was like, damn, this sucks. Like not doing, no, it was so bad. Like I was like, I literally saw the day go by. It was very depressing. And you know, and one and two, I never realized how many messages I get in a day. It's insane the amount of messages that I get in a day. And I was like, do I really put up with this every single day? Like I couldn't, you know, I was like, I can't, I'll text later. And it was like, bing, 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 bing. And I was like, leave me alone. It was so bad. And then people are like, oh, I'm sorry you're sick. But, you know, and I'm like, but I'm really sick. It was bad. But I'm alive. I'm here. It's not as scary as the first or the second time. There is some medication. Ask for it if you can, because it really helps. And I think at the moment, I know about 6 other people that have COVID right now, mostly adults. My kids didn't get it. My husband did not get it. He was like, well, his test, I don't know how many tests we've had. We've gone with him. No, he's negative. He's like, I'm going to go. He's like, I just need to make it to Saturday. I'm like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So he's fine. He went to work. And it just worked out, you know, at the end of the day, it worked out because he was able to help me. And then today that he's gone all day, like he just left and he's like, you can take care of yourself, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Don't worry. I'll order for the kids when they come home and they'll be fine. So it just all worked out. And I'm finally here. I did it. I survived another COVID. Otro COVIDiento más.
Third time, you said?
My third time in COVID. I hate it every single time. It sucks. Me agarra muy feo. It does. While you, where were you?
Oh, I went to up north with mom and the kids. And when we got the text, right, everything was so great. And then we got the text. Mom's like, oh. All of a sudden, I started going, me duele mi cabeza. Me duele.
I'm like,
oh, I'm like, I can't. Mom, you're fine. You don't have COVID, okay? She's like, hi. All of a sudden, like, she starts, like, and I'm like, I'm not even going to acknowledge. Number one, I'm not going to acknowledge. Or two, I'm not going to, like, play on.
I didn't even tell her. That's exactly why I didn't tell her. She said, Bricia just told me. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh, no. Like, her face was like, didn't. Yeah. No. I was like, I can't with you right now.
I could imagine.
I'm trying to enjoy this walk while these kids won't stop like yelling, mom, mom, mom. Like I'm just trying to enjoy nature in the middle of 2 children yelling at me constantly. Like, can you guys just like enjoy nature?
Guys, look around you. I know. I didn't want to tell her because I was like, I don't want her to freak out. I'm so glad she didn't come to the party with me because she would have psychologically gotten sick.
Oh, yeah. She told me like 10 times. She told me the same story like 10 times. Like, I was going to go to the party and then I didn't. Thank God I didn't go. Mm-hmm. But then we were there together on Friday. I'm like, mom, we're fine. We don't have COVID. Move on.
No.
Let's nobody like, got not it. Talk about this anymore.
Nobody got
and then
COVID.
Like a couple of days. No, es que me duele la cabeza. And I'm like, well, I don't know. It's not because of COVID.
Did she test?
No, we didn't test. But no,
I know.
Fine.
I know. Everyone's
we
fine.
We would know. We were sick.
Yeah. Trust me, you would know. You would know if you were sick by now. Yeah, no. Not even my kids. My husband didn't even get sick, which is crazy. We slept in the same bed and like, he's fine. I'm like, why me? Por a mí. Claro, no? Dijera, my best friend always tells me, whenever I tell her things that happened to me, she's like, you know, Paulina, God always gives you material for your podcast. That's what she always tells me. She's like, well, there you go. You can share that on your podcast. And I was like, oh, I know. That's literally what she tells me every time. She's like, well, look good. More material for your podcast. I'm like, I know. Why do I'm the only one that gets sick? But tell me, because I was in my mind, I mean, I was sick. My body was sick, but my mind was next to you walking the nature with the trees.
That was so nice. Well, I mean, that's what you did, right? When you went up your trip, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I would have done it the way you did it if I had known there was an airport up there. I had no idea until I came back.
But you went to Mendocino. I didn't go to Mendocino. And that's what the one that you liked so much, right?
I loved everything. I really love the Avenue of the Giants. It's so beautiful and the river and the trees. And I don't know if you got to go to the Fern Canyon
We didn't go to Fern Canyon. It was like close to us, but I think there was a wildfire warning and they're like, don't go there because it's cleaning closer to the fire. And then the air quality wasn't great. But we went to, oh my God, we did so many things. When we landed, the first place we went to was the Sequoia Zoo, which is like the cutest zoo ever. It's not even a zoo. It's a place where there's animals and a bunch of trees. Mm. And then there are these puentes colgantes in between trees. So you're able to walk in the middle of the trees, but way up high, like very, very high. Oh. So you look down and so you're pretty much in the middle of the trunk. So if you look down, it's very steep. And if you look up, you can still see how crazy tall these redwoods are.
Yeah.
So we did that and then we went to eat and we went to walk through the city.
Was it Eureka? Was it the closest city that you were?
I flew into this town called Arcata. I'm not even sure how you say it. But it was so close to everything. It was close to the Trinidad Trail. So we went to see all the beach. We did this beautiful beach trail. There's this place called Wedding Rock. So it's full of just rock formations and you're able to see the ocean. Then we went to a beach that was full of beautiful stones. It was called, I forgot the name of the beach. But I've never been to a beach that instead of sand was just all beautiful stones.
Wow.
When you laid down, it felt so relaxing because it was almost like if you were laying down on beautiful stones. And then your body formed perfectly to it.
What? Like pebbles?
Yes, pebbles, but not pebbles but soft pebbles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like river.
Yeah, but they were all beautiful, different colors. There was greens and reds and it was beautiful. But I also was like, I didn't really understand because there was no sand.
Hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things. Like, I'm looking here because I'm at home right now. And last time that I went, we brought like 15 rocks from there because there's so many different rocks up there that are different and beautiful and colorful. And more when they're by the water, you see them through the water.
Agate.
And there's like,
it's called Agate Beach.
Ooh.
Agate. But that's an actual stone, a very precious stone. So when you go there, the people that are there are digging through the stone to find these precious stones.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't know, it was just absolutely beautiful. And that was like a really nice day.
Humboldt, California.
Humboldt County.
Mm-hmm.
We took a couple hikes every single day. We went through the Avenue of the Giants. We took two hikes in the Avenue of the Giants. We went to a little farmer's market where we grabbed food to cook. I cooked every night. I made a different meal every night. And that was so great and beautiful. My kids loved it.
I'm looking at some images of that beach. Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You should Google Wedding Rock. That hike was just gorgeous. It was just beautiful, beautiful. And then we went up there and that's where we had a little picnic with these bagels. There was a bomb bagel place there. So we got sandwiches from there. We ate there.
The food up there is just, wow. It's so good, right?
We went to a couple forests. We took two guided tours. One with the wildlife sanctuary. The other one in the forest. Then we went to Avenue of the Giants. We did that. We did a Trinidad beach where we went to eat somewhere and there was a little cove. And that one, there was sand, but we were alone. Essentially, it was just like a little cove, but it was just us. Wow. And it was so pretty and the kids had the best time. And then we met a mother and a son who were traveling across country since June. So they were from New York and they started traveling together across country and ended up on this coast until now. And they're going to drive, they're going to like find their way back in a couple of weeks. I'm like, what?
That's my dream.
Yeah. So then this kid really took to Eduardo because they were both 8 years old and then both traveling with their moms, right? So they're like, ah, another boy. So they had a really good time and they were just playing together on the beach. And the next day we went hiking together and they were climbing all sorts of rocks. I mean, I got really scared for a second, like, oh my God, if you fall, you're going to die. But
but you didn't.
Right. But, you know, also it's so funny because mom, every time, mom is always like, there was a guy, there was a ser esto. Girl, just let the kids be kids.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
She was like, ay, 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 ay. So, and then Agustina does everything Eduardo does. So Eduardo goes up the rock and there goes Agustina. So I have to go behind her. So then I ended up climbing the rock too because she's like, nah, she doesn't want me to hold her. She just like wants to go.
It's fun though. I mean, look at you.
Also, I realize how I should do more of this stuff because I don't. And my kids clearly don't know what's happening. Like, clearly don't know the world. Clearly. Like, the world was like, where is the pool? And where is the... I'm like, no, we're here in the... out. No, this is it. We're going hiking. What do you mean? What? Huh?
What is hiking?
And I'm like, you know what? No, child. Like, this ends today. There's going to be no more resource for the next 2 years. You are only going into the wild to, like, understand the world. Because the way that you're acting right now... We go to the airport and he's like, where's the lounge? I'm like, there's no lounge here. We're at the Burbank airport. We're flying through Avelo Airlines. This is like, do we get priority seating? I'm like, no, there's no priority seating here. It's like, as you go.
It is actually the best way for the kids to experience. Even when I went to Hawaii, I stayed in where the locals live. Like, we're like, let's just eat where the locals eat and do what the locals do because that's the way to explore the
Yeah, it's things. The best way, honestly. It's the best way.
And an Airbnb, go to the little local market, get the stuff.
Yeah, and then we went to farmer's market. We cooked every night. I mean, it really was a completely different experience than we've ever done, ever.
How fun. Very wholesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had the best time. And honestly, everyone should go do the Avenue of the Giants.
Oh, yes.
It was like magical. I don't know. It was just
very humbling.
Out of this world. I just felt like I was like inside the pages of like a storybook. Like I was like, where's Hansel and Gretel? Where's Red Riding Hood here?
Yeah. No, and it's also very humbling, right? Because I mean, when I went, I remember being there in the middle of this huge forest. And I was like, dude, aquí se cae un árbol y nadie escucha. Like, this is just, I am so tiny next to all of these trees. And it's just really como que te baja de tu nube and you're like, damn, I'm just a little piece here in the earth.
We saw another family that was there and the kids are just running around and jumping, exploring. Eddie was like, so then what happens? We just walk? I'm like, oh my God.
That's one thing that I, you know, eso sí, like my husband's very like, déjalos, que suban. And I'm like, but it has advantages.
Like, I mean, like I realized like I don't go out into the wild enough. We had like a guide a couple of times just because I don't hike. So I don't know what to do. But afterwards, I was like, okay, I feel comfortable now. I just kind of get my bearings. Like it was the first time I went to a national park and like figured it out by myself. Like, I never did that before. He was like, where's the guide? I'm like, there's no guide. I'm your guide. I'm doing this experience today.
Did you put, this is where I parked on your phone so you can find your park?
No, it wasn't that bad. No. I mean, the trails are pretty clear.
The trails are nice. This is United States. Like, it's still like very clear. It's still very like, this is
it's
where you walk,
America.
You know? It's still very America, very like, this is the trail, this is where it ends, this is, oh, here you are, you know?
Yeah, but I realized that what I want to do is, even in the fall, once the weather subsides, just to do more of these here, locally, in LA, go even up to Santa Barbara, or just do something just to get the kids out. And Agustina finally got to walk more by herself. So.
Yeah.
When we go somewhere, she's always abrazo, abrazo. She's still very much in that, oh, we had a whole situation with her because on the hike back from the beach, she was not about to walk. And she was just, no puedo, abrazo, mama. And I'm, nope, nope, you're going to walk back, girl. Sorry, there's no abrazo here. And she cried the entire walk back. I mean, Eduardo and his friend and my mom, they all walked in front of us and it was just me and her going through it. And she was just, no, mama, and mama, mama, no puedo, no puedo. Until we got to the end. And I'm like, ¿quién pudo? ¿Quién pudo? Yo. Yo pudo. Yo, yo, papi. Yo pudo. Aww, and then since then, niña. And then it was at one, and then that's it. She walked. I'm like, I broke you.
Yeah.
Now when we go to the mall, you're going to be able to walk because now I don't have to carry your ass. I broke her.
No, you don't have to.
It was
to.
That. And then she, we didn't take a crib. So she slept in a bed by herself, in a room by herself. I closed the door. Good night. So she did that. It was very, she got closer to Eddie. Oh, Eddie fell too really bad one time. And then I was in the wind, like hugged him and kissed him. I was like, oh, Eddie says bien. Like there was definitely a lot of growth of both of them. Eduardo's total demeanor changed throughout the trip. In the beginning, he was very much city boy, almost a simple life. Is that the what was that show with Paris Hilton?
I don't know.
Whatever. Very much a city boy going into the woods. Like, what is happening? Why? what's happening?
Why are we here?
Which is weird because at school, they go camping. So they do a lot of these hikes.
Yeah. But he also goes to like a private school. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But we still go out into the wild. They still go hiking. The school is very much about outdoors.
Mm.
It's not fancy like that. So
they have like on the top of the mountain, there's someone waiting for them with like.
No, nothing like, never.
No, I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, in the beginning he didn't want to do the long hikes. And then towards the end, he was really all about it and had a lot of fun. And it was awesome.
Did he get in the water in the beach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was cold. And it's just, kids don't care if it's cold or not. It's water, it's a beach. They're all about it.
They don't care. When we went up there, there was this beach that we went. And they were like, oh my God, the water. And then the little crabs started pinching their feet. They literally bit their feet, the little crabs, because there was like un criadero de crabs. And they were like, ah, with the little crabs. But that was like, bien, para que aprendas, que te va a picar un, sometimes te va a picar un crab en la piel. And that's fine. And you're going to be okay. But the kids love that stuff. Kids love outdoors. Kids, that's why we always think when we go with the kids, like outdoors. And even my anniversary is coming up and we were talking about where to go. And we were really debating on like New York versus Montana. Because, you know, we love the outdoors. And
mm-hmm.
I think like one of the best experience I've had was like the walk in the mountain that I had and the picnic on top of the mountain. That was so beautiful. So we're like, oh, really? New York, Montana. We are decided to go to New York this time because my husband's never been. But we really, really, really love the outdoors. Yeah, but it's total,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, unless you want to go upstate, I can give you some nice advice on where to go. If you want to see green, you're going to have to drive though.
Well, no. It's going to be a different trip.
If you drive 3 hours up north from New York, it's the most beautiful landscape you'll see. It's crazy beautiful. Oh my gosh. Gorgeous.
Mm, I'm sure. Beautiful, but that's not, is that still New York? Is that still considered New York?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, we went with New York and then our next trip is definitely going to be outdoor. I really want to go to Montana, Wyoming, Montana. Like, I think the only reason why I didn't do Montana this time is because this summer I've heard of many animal attacks on tourists. I'm like, it va a ser mi suerte and it's going to be me.
Maybe we'll do something like that for the holidays with the family.
We should. But yeah, we should totally do that because nature is the best and it always helps you. You look more relaxed. So I'm glad.
I mean, I feel great. I don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Nature always heals, honestly. I mean, it's God's gift to us.
And then we saw the red moon or blue moon, super blue moon. Not sure if I don't know why it's called a super blue moon, but then when you look it up, it's completely red. It was red and orange. I've never seen the moon that way in my life. Hmm. So Eddie and I were driving, trying to find a great place to see, like catch the moon in its beautifulness. It was brown, big, and just fire red, and then it would change to fire orange, and it was so cool. And then we were reading about it, and it says that this specific moon only comes around every 20 years. Oh, so wow. He was very excited to see it, and it was really cool. It was really, really cool.
Did you check out the stars?
There were not many stars.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So do you feel ready for a camping or like a full-on camping?
Yeah. I mean, I feel ready for camping after we went to Santa Barbara. I remember when we did the Santa Barbara camping with the school? That was for real camping. It rained on us. Like I was sleeping in a tent under rain. It was for real. I cooked for 35 people with nothing. So I was ready for camping since then. Now I'm more ready.
Who are you? Who is this person?
But up north, dude, it's so beautiful there because the weather is so cool and there's so many cool camping areas and it was cool. I could see why people go up there.
Yeah, I love it up north.
I mean, it was an hour and a half flight. It was a cool airline. It's called Avelo Air and they only go from Burbank to different places in California. They also go to Sonoma for $80 round trip, by the way, if you want to go to Napa. Yes. I got an email. I'm like, what? Maybe just book a trip to Napa for the weekend. $80 round trip. Let's go.
Wow. Yeah.
Out of Burbank?
Yeah, because I really love that idea. I think next time I want to do that and then keep going north. Because we went from here until the Avenue of the Giants. But next time that I go, I want to go where you went and then keep going north towards Oregon. Oregon is amazing too. Oregon is so pretty. Did you guys see any animals? I really wanted to see like the, ¿cómo se llaman los alces? What do you call the alces in English? The ones from Abercrombie and Fitch, the animals.
I saw those when I went to New York.
You did? Elks?
Yeah. Yes.
What? I didn't see when I went with the girls, but we saw a bunch of deer and like, they're just hanging out. They're just like, hey, what's up? Like I'm like, look at a mini deer. There's deers and there's so many different animals that we obviously don't get to see here. I'm so glad that you had a great time. And will your kids finally go back to school?
Next week, right?
I can't believe you're still in summer. Well, my kids already went back.
But you have Monday off, right? You have this, do they have school Friday? Is it one of these like 4-day, short day Friday because of the Labor Day, Memorial Day?
I think somebody doesn't have school tomorrow. But one of the three don't have school tomorrow. But no, am I happy that there's no school? Absolutely not. I need them to go back to school. I'm like, what? We just started and days off already? No. That's why I didn't want them to get sick because I was like, I don't want to have them here. They need to go to school. They need to go back. And they've been doing really good. I am really proud of them. Honestly, I think we are really harsh at people when they just have babies because obviously like right now my house is kind of picked up, but it's because the girls are already older and these days that I've been sick, they have been doing their own beds. They've been loading the dishwasher. Like the house when I came out this morning was pretty clean. And the rooms are clean. My husband has been able to put them to like clean the rooms. And I was like, all right. Like I finally feel like I've turned a page with them. And I don't know if I told you this, but I told you that I kind of ran away from home one day and I left, right?
So that was the whole podcast last time.
When I did that and I came back, I realized I'm like, I am on that whole new era with them where I feel more independent from them and they feel more independent from me. Like they have made their own lunches this whole week. Krista got their sisters ready in the morning, helped my husband with them. So I'm like, all right, okay, I'm liking this new stage with the kids. We'll see how it goes from here. But let's take a little break and come back with a Super Mama pick or tip that you might have had to your trip.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. And we are back.
We're back.
What is your Super Mama pick or tip of the week?
I mean, I think I'm just going to give my pick this Avelo Airlines, guys. Hmm. If you're in California, if you're local, they're a tiny airline company, AVELO, and they're very affordable. And I mean, if you all live in the LA area, you understand how convenient flying out of Burbank is. If I'm able, and they just fly to all the small airports, basically, throughout California. So you never flew out of Burbank?
I've never flown out of Burbank ever, and I didn't even know there were other airports throughout California.
What? Mm-hmm. Girl.
Well,
they also fly to Vegas. So I think I'm probably going to fly to, like, next time through them. They were great. Everyone was very friendly. I really liked the airline. Hmm. Really, I really, really liked it.
I mean, I don't know. They don't have a lounge, so I don't know.
Gosh.
Oh, Eddie. I love Eddie. He's so funny.
Where's the lounge?
Where's the lounge?
I can't.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
Do we get priority boarding?
I mean, I love that he knows that. He's like, where's the priority boarding?
Is this first class, Mom? No, what are you talking about?
My kids don't even know. Well, that's what happens. You have three kids. You can't afford.
I can't either. It's just I have status.
Well, my super mom pick or tip this week, it's going to be our pop-up bars, Morgan's Bar. Please come visit us there every Thursday and Friday at The Row in Los Angeles if you're local. And if you're here on a Thursday or Friday, come on by, say hello. I've really been there every weekend. So not this weekend. I'm not going to be there this weekend. But I'm usually there either Thursday or Friday. There's a really cool DJ. There's food there. And it's a really cool place. It is a really, really cool place. Very chill. It's the perfect spot to just hang out with some friends. We have really cool, really good drinks. There's a really handsome bartender there, my husband. No, he's not available, guys. But yeah, come on by. Yeah, I know you probably go to a lot. I'm going to go there a lot too. So come on by and visit us at Smorgas Bar. Yeah, the restaurant everywhere. Get the micheladas. Get the book. Get everything we do. Damn, we do a lot.
But never enough, I guess.
But never enough. Never enough. Right? We do a lot and never enough.
I know. I kind of lucky want to have open another restaurant for real.
Mm-hmm. With a bar.
We should.
Yeah, we should totally.
Take care of that for me, yeah?
Okay. Don't worry. I got the team to do it. Don't worry.
All right, awesome. Let's do it.
We're professional. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, let's just go for it. Let's go find the space and let's just go do it.
You know, like I'm just trying to, I'm trying to find something to keep me busy. So I think we should totally do it. Because you're not tired enough.
I need more stress in my life because I feel too calm right now.
it's too calm, you know.
God, give me more, please.
You know, it's the worst that these days that I was in bed sick, my leg was shaking and I was shaking my leg, And my husband was like, what's going on? What's tienes? And I was like, I have so much things to do and I can't do them. That was the only thing that I kept saying. Even though I was sick, I was like, I have so much to do and I can't do it. It was like, I'm like, I know. But here we are. We just got to keep pushing one day at a time. We got this. A restaurant, a bar coming up. Coming soon, guys. We'll let you know. All right. I think that's it for the show today. A little keeping up. Here, this is what we're up to. Thank you guys for listening to our nonsense. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love. And
see you next week. Super Mamas!